prayers.
Almighty God, without whose help labor is useless, without whose light search is vain, we, thy unworthy servants here gathered together in thy name, do most humbly beseech thee to send them their heavenly wisdom from above to direct and guide us in all our deliberations, and laying aside all private interest, prejudices, and partial affections, the result of all our counsels may be to the glory of their blessed name.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members, the time is now past 10. I move that SO5 to be suspended to commence the business of the House.
Any seconder?
Mr. Speaker, I shall second.
Any counter motion? Honorable members, it has been moved and seconded for us to suspend SO5 to in order to commence the business of the House. All those in favor say aye. All those against say nay. The ayes have it.
Record of votes and proceedings for Wednesday, 17th May, 2017.
Honorable members, we go through the record of votes and proceedings for Wednesday, 17th May, 2017. Page 1. Page 2, page 3, page 4, page 5, page 6, page 7, and page 8. There being no amendment, can someone move for the adoption of the record of votes and proceedings? Honorable Kunua.
I so move, Mr. Speaker.
I so second, Mr. Speaker.
I'm sure that there is no counter motion. So the question is that the record of votes and proceedings for Wednesday, 17th May, 2017 be adopted by this House. All those in favor say aye. All those against say nay. The ayes have it.
Record of votes and proceedings for Wednesday, 17th May 2017 has been adopted. Laying of papers. A. The Chairman, Parliamentary Finance Committee.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I beg to lay on the table the document entitled Parliamentary Service Commission Financial Statements for the year ended 31st December 2015.
B. The Deputy Chairman of the Legislative Committee, Honorable Daniel Biko Umar.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members, on behalf of my chairman, Honorable Ajibola Malespin, who is currently attending ECOWAS Parliament.
From where are you reading, Mr. Deputy Chair? From where are you reading?
It's just a preamble.
So you go straight to the other paper, please.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Speaker, honorable members.
From Ukraine.
Standing on SO 187-58-6, and in tandem with Section 106, subsection 7, I beg to lay on the table of this Honorable House a memorandum entitled His Excellency the President's Comment on the bill entitled the Finance Act
2017. And C. Francis A. Konowa, Deputy.
You want to go over that again?
C. Honorable Francis A. Konowa, Deputy Chairman, Sub-Appropriation Committee No. 5.
Mr. Speaker, Honorable Members, I beg to lay on the table the report on the review of recurrent and development estimates for the Provincial Secretary's Office, Southern Region for fiscal year 2017, Appropriation Subcommittee 5, Parliament Building, November 2016.
Honourable members, can you please allow the MP to lay the paper on the table? Now it has been laid. Use your rules to guide you. I will not say anything further to that.
Bill. The Deputy Chairman of the Legislative Committee, Honorable Daniel Kuruma, reports of the Legislative Committee on the bill entitled the Sierra Leone Water Company Act 2017, Committee Stage and Third Reading, the Minister of Water Resources.
Mr. Chairman, okay. Honourable members, whether you will have to debate the document or not, it's not for me to say. The document is now has been laid on the table of the House. It's now a property of this House, so you will decide what next to do. Proceed.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Third report of the Legislative Committee, fifth session of the fourth Parliament of the Second Republic of Sierra Leone on the bill entitled the Sierra Leone Water Company Act 2017, presented to Parliament on Tuesday, 23rd May 2017. Introduction. Mr. Chairman, Honorable Members, I rise to present the third report of the Legislative Committee, fifth session of the fourth Parliament of the Republic of Sierra Leone on the bill entitled the Sierra Leone Water Company Act 2017, being an act to provide for the continuance in existence of the Sierra Leone Water Company, to provide for a more efficient and effective management of community and rural water supply systems in specific areas, to provide for facilitation of water-related sanitation and delivery in Sierra Leone, and to provide for other related matters. Mr. Chairman, Honorable Members, the bill having gone through the second reading, I'm skeptical now, based on experience, to use the word passage. Second reading was committed to Legislative Committee for scrutiny, pursuant to Standing Orders 51-1. Subsequently, the committee met on Thursday, 23rd February 2017, in the committee room number 1, Parliament Building, with the following objectives. 1. To scrutinize the detailed provisions of the legislative proposal after the second reading in the House. 2. To ascertain the constitutional and legal implications contained therein. And 3. To report to Parliament in accordance with the provisions of the standing orders of this Honorable House. Mr. Chairman, Honorable Members, in attendance were the Minister of Water Resources and officials of his ministry, the Chairman, National Commission for Privatization, NCP, and team, the executive chairperson, environment, it should be environment, not environmental.
Environmental is correct.
Is correct?
Yes.
All right. Environmental Protection Agency, EPASL, and team, representatives of Freetown City Council, FCC, Minister of Local Government and Rural
Development, Sierra Leone Roads Authority, SLRA, Ministry of Works, Housing and Infrastructure, Ministry of Agriculture, Forestry and Food Security, MAPS, Ministry of Lands, Country Planning and the Environment, Ministry of Energy, National Protected Area, it should be Authority.
Yes.
Authority, NPAA, who made meaningful contributions. Recommendations. Mr. Chairman, Honorable Members, the Legislative Committee, having scrutinized the bill line by line and clause by clause, recommended the following amendments to the House for approval. In the long title of the bill, to insert the word related before the word sanitation. Part 1, preliminary, from the definition of the word board to the word rural community be approved. 2, interpretation clauses. This one, I recommend that we did not intend to comment on this first line on the definition of the word sanitation. So just ignore that one.
No. So you want us to take off sanitation? Yeah,
take off that whole line.
Which line?
Interpretation clauses. This one, the next one, on the definition of the word sanitation. Just take off, yes, ignore that one.
So that is part of the line, not the whole line?
Yes, sir. Part of that line. Part of the line. That part of the line, just
on
ignore
the definition
that one.
Of the word sanitation.
Yes, sir.
So we continue with the other.
We continue now. The spelling of the word fecal to be corrected to read fecal. It was proposed that two different definitions be made for the words sanitation and hygiene. The following definitions were proposed for your approval. A, sanitation means waste management, education, and disposal of fecal matters as they may affect water use. B, hygiene means conditions necessary for maintaining personal health as they may affect water use. 3, from the definition of the word service pipe to the word waterworks be approved. Part 2, continuation of the Sierra Leone Water Company. Clause 2, subclause 3C be amended by inserting the word 2 after the word any, and the number 2 be in brackets. 2, that clause 3 be amended as follows. A, that the spelling of the word board in subclause 2 be corrected to read board. B, subclause 2E be amended by inserting the word 2 at the start of the sentence and the number 2 be in brackets. The spelling of the word administration be corrected to read administration. And then, in my capacity also, I wish to bring this to the notice of the House, because that is what we actually agreed on. Yes, sir. That was actually what we agreed on. Subclause 2E of part 2. No.
Subclause 2E, yes, proceed. Other members, please refer to the report.
Yes, refer to the report. There's one point not included in the report, but which is very important.
Tell us.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
We hope you don't have a separate report from us. No, so far, no, I'm not. You are not following up. So far, he has been in tandem with us. But I hope. No, page 2, part 2, the B, which is the last paragraph, talks about 2E. That is where he stopped. Part 2, yes. Part 2, 2B.
Part 2, 2B?
Yes, there is a 2E.
Part 2, 2B, what we intended is that between the words scepter and whip to be inserted, one of whom shall be a woman. Between the word scepter and whip. Part two.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
Probably the report writing had confused two to three. Probably the report writing.
Yes,
sir. Yes, you should be blaming yourself, not the chairman, because you did the report. No. The problem is with the report, yes. The problem is with the report. The problem.
Continue, sir.
Fortunately, I've found my way.
So I continue, sir.
Mr. Chairman, do you have the copy of the bill?
Yes, I have the copy.
You have it with you?
Yes, sir.
Honorable members, do you have copy of the report? So go back to your pigeon holes. Mr. Chairman, have you found your way?
Yes, I've referred to the relevant area.
Order! So that clause 3 be amended as follows.
Yes, sir.
A. The word board to be properly spelled. And B. Administration.
Administration.
But on 3A, there is the word board. But 3B, there is no word like administration.
No, the administration, there's a hyphen between the spelling. Let me see.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
Please take your seat for now. Take your seat.
Yes, he is.
Three. You are adding more?
No.
You forget on right hand.
I write and look at. I'm okay. Yeah. No, I'm okay.
No, I think the way they like.
Thank you. president.
Now you don't beat. You are a German guy. Ah. Different from what you do.
In a time for me, life is difficult for you. But I know what you're saying.
I know what you're saying. Now, 2016, German success. What are you
saying? Why should you do 2017?
Yes.
And then, you know what happened? And the chief whip, and I tell them, say, let them confuse the document then, for make life miserable for you. But not worry, no more.
No, it's not. How can they make it?
Boba, you know, if I like you on the street, it's open to me. You don't.
Ah, I'm going to the
level. No matter what, if you can't say, must get.
And for the prayer for me, small, small. Say, just be happy, say, in Jesus' name, I pray.
Yes, it is there.
Hey, you said it.
Not possible.
Have you seen a court in it?
Boba.
It is there. Yes.
And it's in this year.
What are they doing?
Wait, it is. It is. You know what you're doing? What would have done? Boba, you're okay.
Honorable members, some of us have found our way, so we hope you've done as well. Please don't be. Chairman, it's gone out. Do you have the actual bill now? You need one before we start. Before we start, you need one. Go to Alai, please. The chairman should get one before we move.
He's well grounded.
Yeah. And his head of.
You will get the appropriate reply.
The chairman will respond accordingly.
You'll be updated accordingly. You.
Hey, Mr. Speaker, hold on. We will receive. No, you will respond. Hold on, sir.
And for more, I cannot go on the job. As you leak, they are the drum.
Claro, this man ended in charge of correction center.
Honorable members, I thank you very much for your patience, and I hope we'll allow the chairman to continue with his report. Mr. Chairman, please proceed.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. And for the attention of the general public, I want it to be known that the said interruption or anomaly was not actually from my own side. I was on track, and the wrong bill was given to certain individuals, which caused some MPs.
Including the speaker.
Including the speaker and even the chairman of Water Resources. So that is actually the reasons for this anomaly. But I am on track in my capacity.
Thank you very much. Continue.
Thank you very much.
You are making a point.
Yes, sir. And I beg your leave to insist and to repeat that point. That clause 3, 2E, the word "at least one of whom" shall be a woman, be inserted between the word "sector" after "sector" and before "with", to read as follows: two persons from the private sector, one of whom shall be a woman with proven competence, knowledge, and experience in finance, business, administration, law, or public utilities management. Utilities management nominated by the minister. So we believe in the...
I'm sure you have the support of the minority leader, so proceed.
Thank you very much.
It's a gender...
It's a gender
it,
thing.
It makes sense.
It should be inserted there.
Yes.
C.
Water and women are synonymous. That's a new one.
Indeed.
Continue.
C. Subclause 2F be amended by inserting the word "one" at the start of the sentence, and place the minister, the number one in bracket, and place number one in bracket. D. Subclause 2 be amended by adding a new subclause H to read "a representative from the Institute of Civil Engineers". E. Clause 4 be approved. F. That clause 5 be amended by deleting the letter F after the word "paragraph" and replacing it with E and F. G. Clause 6 be amended as follows. A. Subclause 2 be amended by deleting the word "if present". B. Subclause 7 be amended by deleting 2/3 and replacing it with 2/3. H. Clause 7 and 9 plus 7, 8, 9, and 10 be approved. I. That clause 11 be amended by deleting the word "from Sierra Leone". Part 3. Functions of the company. Functions of the company amended to read functions of company. Amended to read functions of the company. So you insert D. I. That clause 12. This one should be rephrased as follows. That paragraph G of subclause 2 of clause 12. You get that? That paragraph G of subclause 2 of clause 12 be amended by deleting the word "prescribe" and replacing it with "provide". Mr. Chairman, I have an issue with this as well. In my opinion, I think the word "prescribe" applies here. Yeah. I think it was either a typo or whatsoever.
So you want it to stay?
Yes, sir. I want it to stay. "Prescribe" applies.
All right, members, please take notes. Proceed.
"Prescribe" applies.
Proceed. Please take notes.
Part 4, supply of water. That from clauses 13 to 17 be approved. 2. That clause 18 subclause 2 be amended by inserting the word "in writing" after the word "consent". 3.
Mr. Chairman,
that
do you have a copy of the bill?
Yes, I have.
Do you want to look at 17 again, the side notes?
Clause 17?
Yes, the side notes. I see that they've added the words of water after bulk supply. So it's bulk supply of water instead of just bulk supply.
Yeah, exactly.
Have you seen that?
Yes, I noticed, sir.
Okay, Mr. Yes,
the side notes will be...
Mr. King, please take notes. Proceed.
Bulk supply of water. Part 4, supply of water. That from clauses 13 to 17 be approved. 2, that clause 18, sub-clause 2 be amended by inserting the word in writing after the word consent. 3, that clauses 19, this one also, we say clauses 19 to 20 be approved. That clauses add 20, that clauses 19 to 20, or clauses 19 and 20 be approved. Part 5, powers of the company. 1, that clause 21, sub clause 2 be amended by inserting the word agency after the word protection. 2, that clauses 22 and 23 be approved.
Mr. Chairman, the word is environmental, not environment.
Yes, sir.
EPA is Environmental Protection Agency.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Yansane, you take note of that, please.
3, clause 24, sub-clause 3 be deleted. We also raised a concern here, which is not included in this report, but I wish to make it known for your consideration, that due to this clause, clause 24, and the provisions contained therein, we suggested that SLRA be included in the board. That SLRA be included in the board is just a proposal. That's what we propose, that SLRA be included in the board. Such activities will be very difficult in the absence of SLRA expertise advice. 4, clause 25, sub clause 2 be amended by deleting the word director of public works and replacing it with professional head of the Minister of Works, Housing and Infrastructure. 5, from clauses 26 to 28 be approved. Part 6, administrative provisions. Mr. Chairman, honorable members, on this section, it was suggested that provisions be made for the board to empower the managing director to appoint. This one also, just ignore it. Ignore this one. I'm recommending. It's a proposal. All I'm saying now is a proposal. I'm recommending. Just ignore
Mr.
that.
Mr. Chairman, you're not bound to recommend it if you think you want to take it out.
It should be taken out.
Well, so you say it. So it will not form part of your recommendations?
Yes, sir. You take this one out. It's not part of mine.
It's even confusing. How can you empower the...
Exactly.
How can the board empower the...
Exactly. So that one should be deleted completely and ignored. 1, that from clauses 29 to 36 be approved. 2.
Order, please. Order.
2, that clause 37, sub-clause 2A, be amended by inserting the words subject to the directions of the ministry after the word provide. Part 7, financial provisions, that from clauses 38 to 46 be approved. Part 8, offenses. This one also, I will read the paragraph, but in my capacity as acting chairman, I will give my opinion as well. But let me read so you understand better. Mr. Chairman, honorable members, although the Legislative Committee has recently been recommending penalties for offenses, the committee believes that in this case, because of the extreme importance of water-related issues, both fine, bracket lower and upper levels, and imprisonment should be discussed in the plenary. because of the nature and seriousness of the subject matter. Mr. Chairman, honorable members.
This paragraph is very clear.
It's very clear.
It's very clear. Proceed. It's very clear. Proceed.
All right. Thank you, sir. Part 9, miscellaneous provisions, that from clauses 54 to 65 be approved. First schedule, that the following places be added to the first schedule. A, Dewey Grafton. B, Yams Farm.
Is this the way they spell Yams Farm? But when you go to C, you make sure you're very careful, eh? Okay, Mr. Clark, please take notes of the spelling of the word Yams Farm. Proceed, but when you go to C, you make sure you're very careful.
Okay, so you correct the spelling of Yams Farm?
Yeah, sure, go to C.
C, devil hole.
C, where is C? Where
devil
is
hole.
C? Devil hole.
Yes, C is a devil hole, and I'm not only will be interested in that. So from now on, devil hole will be part of the schedule. And you will be given adequate water supply.
I hope you are not lobbied by Tolly. Honorable Tolly, I hope you did not lobby the gentleman.
What's it?
Proceed.
Okay. D. Devil hole.
Go to D. Go to D. Go to D.
D. I mean, yeah, D. Waterloo. Newton. I've been guided here by the MP. In charge, that's not 4 miles, but Newton. I've been guided by the MP in charge, but that is for it's just a recommendation.
But I hope Newton is not too wide to call 4 miles Newton. I hope so, because 4 miles seems to be a limited.
A closer, yeah, close.
Well, we'll take your advice.
So take 6 miles off and replace it with Newton. Mr. Chairman, in this case...
So 4 mile and 6 mile, are they new team, both of them? They're not.
Then we cannot change it. Because what the minister intend...
Order, please, order. Mr. Minister, you wanted to say something? Please give me the mic.
Thank you, Honorable Speaker. The Honorable Commander is correct. It's Waterloo, Newton, then 6 mile.
Thank you. So you see, Commander has succeeded. Thank you very much, Mr. Minister.
So in other words, we add Newton as well.
No, we replace 4 miles with Newton.
Okay, we replace 4 miles with Newton. Waterloo, Newton. E. 6 miles.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
I'm also confused. Some are standing alone, whilst others have been merged. You have Dewey Grafton, Waterloo Newton, but Yams Farm, Devil Road, and 6 Mile, they are standing alone. What is the rationale?
Well, I think, Mr. Minister.
No, you should tell us.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, Dewey should stand separate from Grafton. Dewey should stand separate from Grafton. So if the minister is so intense, then both should be stated separately. And all...
You have made your point. Let us listen to the minister, please.
Yes,
Mr. Minister.
Honorable Speaker, the difference is just on the coordinates. It's okay. 2 points. It's not saying that's the community or the size of the supply area. It's just the coordinate point.
And they have been merged?
Yes, sir.
Okay. The same for the Waterloo and Newton.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Go to your conclusion, please.
Yes, sir. Conclusion. Mr. Chairman, honorable members, the Legislative Committee, having scrutinized the bill entitled the Sierra Leone Water Company Act 2017, recommends this proposal to the House for approval. The report reflects the consensus of the honorable members of the committee. I therefore move that the House passed the bill entitled the Sierra Leone Water Company Act 2017 through committee stage, third reading, and into law. I thank you for your attention. Signed, Honorable Daniel B. Kuruma, for on behalf of the chairman, Honorable Ajibola Malis.
What report are you reading from? Is this your signature? Do you have the same signature I have?
Okay, I refrain. Signed, Honorable Ajibola Malis, Spain, Chairman, Legislative Committee, 5th Session, 2017.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Order!
Parts 1 and 2, clauses 1 to 11, stand part of the bill.
Honourable members, you have to be looking at the clauses in tandem with the bill before you and the reports.
Mr. Chairman, honourable members, I move that parts 1 and 2, clauses 1 to 11, stand part of the bill.
Honourable members, the question is that parts 1 and 2, clauses 1 to 11, do stand part of the bill. We normally call it page 1, but there is a page that is not numbered, where we have the short and long titles. Any amendment to that page? We have a copy of the report, so if the amendment has been presented in the report, you just ignore it.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I just want to say here that we still maintain the word service pipe instead of waterworks as recommended in the report.
Where are you reading from?
The bill. I'm trying to tie up the bill.
Yeah, so tell us what parts are you reading from?
Part 1?
No. Let us first go to the first page where we have the short and long titles.
Okay, no problem.
It will help us. So that one is fine? Subject to the report, because the report attempted to amend it. Page 2. Page 2?
Yeah.
Page 2. Mr. Chairman. You're on page 3? So page 3.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I am just proposing that this word here, service pipe, remain as it is, as in the bill. Because service pipe is quite different from waterworks. Waterworks that is recommended in the report is different from service pipe.
Order, please. Honorable members, that is the suggestion. If you go to page 2 of the report, honorable members, are we all together? It seems as if it's only now you are getting prepared for your examination. Are we all together? Do we have a copy of this report that was presented by the chairman? The definition of the word service pipe to the word waterworks be approved. Nothing has been changed on the report. The report, the bill stays as it is.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Yep.
Thank you.
Honorable Kayifala, please give him the mic.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Part 2, page 3. Subsect D, the recommended H, which reads, a representative from the Institute of Civil Engineers. I want that to be read as a representative from the Sierra Leone Institute of Engineers, not Institute of Civil Engineers. D, page
that's
3.
That's on page 5.
D, of the report. The added clause H. It should be read, a representative from the Sierra Leone Institute of Engineers.
Noted.
Thank you.
Honourable members, I'm sure you don't have any objection to that. But do you know we are already on page 5? Honourable members, please, we are on page 5. Do I move? Page 6. Page 6. Page 7. Page 7. Page 8. Honorable Fatoma, we are on page 8. Page 9. Page 9. Page 9. And the top half of page 10. Mr. Chairman, are you fine? Sir Minister, do you want to move again?
Mr. Chairman, honorable members, I move that parts 1 and 2, clauses 1 to 10, stand part of the bill as amended.
Honorable members, the question is that parts 1 and 2, clauses 1 to 11, do stand part of the bill as amended. All those in favor say aye. All those against say nay. The ayes have it.
Parts 1 and 2, clauses 1 to 11, form part of the bill as amended. Parts 3, 4, and 5, clauses 12 to 28, stand part of the bill.
Mr. Chairman, honorable members, I move that parts 3, 4, and 5, clauses 12 to 28, stand part of the bill.
Honorable members, the question is that parts 3, 4, and 5, clauses 12 to 28, do stand part of the bill. Page 10. Page 10. Page 11. Page 11. Page 12. Page 12. 14. 13. 1-4. 1-5. 1-5. Page 16. Page 16. Page 17. Page 18.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I observed that the reports recommend that we delete section 24.3. But in my opinion, Mr. Chair, section 24.3 should stay. 24.3, just look at it critically.
Yes, but the chairman also made an addendum to that statement. He suggested that if 24.3 is going to hold, that SLIA should be involved. That is what he suggested.
I agree with him, Mr. Chairman. Okay. I go with him.
Okay. Any more on page 18? Page 19. 19. 20. 20. 21. 21. 22. 22. Mr. Minister,
Mr. Chairman, honourable members, I move that parts 3, 4, and 5, clauses 12 to 28, stand part of the bill as amended.
Honourable members, the question is that parts 3, 4, and 5, clauses 12 to 28, do stand part of the bill as amended. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
All those against say nay. The ayes have it.
Parts 3, 4, and 5, clauses 12 to 28, form part of the bill as amended. Parts 6, 7, and 8, clauses 29 to 53, stand part of the bill.
Chairman, honorable members, I move that part 6, 7, and 8, clauses 29 to 53 stand part of the bill.
Honorable members, the question is that part 6, 7, and 8, clauses 29 to 53 do stand part of the bill. Page 22, 23.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, page 23, clause 31, 1. I may want to make, I want to recommend to this House that we make some amendment to 31.1.
Honourable members, please pay attention, please.
31.1 and also to insert 31.3. Mr. Chairman, with
so
your
first leave. You want to make a suggestion on 31.1.
31.1.
But you also want a 31.3.
Yes, Mr. Chair.
Let the House hear you.
Mr. Chair.
Honourable members, are we all together?
Yes, sir. In the draft bill, Mr. Chair, we have 31.1. I may read with your leave. That the company shall have a company secretary, finance officer, administrative officer, and such other additional technical and administrative staff as may be required for the efficient and performance of its functions. I want it to read as the company secretary and other directors of the company shall be appointed by the board subject to the term and conditions as the board shall determine.
No. I'll overrule you on that. That can come in a statutory instrument or something else.
Sorry?
That can come in a statutory instrument or something else.
Okay, Mr. Chair.
As it is okay.
Okay. May I move to the next suggestion?
Yes.
Sub 31.3. I propose that we insert 31.3 that the managing director shall appoint members of staff other than those referred to in subsection 2 of subsection 31. Subsection 31 is giving authority for the board to employ
the company secretary
and other directors. So now that I am saying we add subsection 31.3 to also give powers to the managing directors, to manage director to be able to appoint other staff so that the institution could always function.
So as it is in the bill, whose responsibility is it to appoint those people? As it is.
The 31 is the 31 just left it as everything should go to the board. But to me it's not okay that way, Mr. Chair. To be consistent with the other laws we have made in this House. We are saying the managing director do the employment. It can always go to the board approval, but we have to give him the leverage so that he could be able to function as a managing director.
Honourable members, Mr. Minister, don't allow the minority leader to distract you, please. Honourable members, I've just been advised by the legal draftsman that the suggestion makes a lot of sense and it is the usual practice. But what he's suggesting that for now, if it is not somewhere in the bill, he will add it as 3. But first, we will look at the bill. But definitely, at that level, we all know that it is not the duty of the board to employ those people. So, but he has assured me that he will look at the content of the bill itself to ensure that it is nowhere else before inserting it under 31.3.
Order, so we make progress, please. We make progress. So you will work with him. Order. We are on page 23. We are on page 23. 24. Page 24. 25. Order. Honorable members, please stop interfering with the chairman. He's very busy. Look at me, please. Look at me. Look at me. Page 25. Page 25, 26, page 26, the minister is paying attention. Page 27, 27, page 28, page 28. Page 29. Page 30. Order. Page 30. 31. 32. We are on page 32 now, Mr. Minister.
Mr. Chairman, honorable members, I move that part 6, 7, and 8, clauses 29 to 53, stand part of the bill as amended.
Honorable members, the question is that part 6, 7, and 8, clauses 29 to 53, do stand part of the bill as amended. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those against say nay. The ayes have it.
At 6, 7, and 8, clauses 29 to 53, form part of the bill as amended. Part 9, including the schedule, clauses 54 to 65, stand the bill.
Mr. Chairman, honorable members, I move that part 9, including the schedule, clauses 54 to 65, stand part of the bill.
Honorable members, the question is, at part 9, including the schedule, clauses 54 to 65, stand part of the bill. Page 32. Page 32. 33. What I remember from Allentown. Stop disturbing the man from Lunge, please. Page 33. Page 33, Honorable Fatoma, stop disturbing Honorable Konoha, please. Page 33, 34, 35, 36.
Mr. Chairman.
I yield to the chairman after him.
Thank you, thank you. Order, please, order.
Mr. Chairman, I ask that we include on the schedule Hastings, Tumbu, Kent, Toke, York, and McDonald.
Please do it slowly.
Thank
so
you, Mr.
So
Chairman.
I'll take notes. Order, please. Swallow, the chief whip is attempting to lobby you.
No, he's not.
Yes, go slowly again over it.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr.
Order,
Chairman.
Order, please.
Mr. Chairman, honorable members.
Honorable members.
I ask that we add Hastings to the schedule. Tumbu.
Hastings.
Tumbu. Kent. Toke. York and McDonald.
Order! Yes, Mr. Chief Whip.
Thank you. Mr. Chair, we are on the same page with the chairman of the Water Committee, but that my take is having three coordinates for that. On the first coordinate, that we having a new A, a new B, and a new C instead of having A to F. That is coordinate A, Grafton to Waterloo. Coordinate B, Newton to Sungu. Coordinate C, or C, Kent to McDonald.
Mr. Chief, your suggestion will be very difficult. Because they're not dealing with the land mass, but with the water area itself.
That's what I'm saying.
It will be difficult for them to cover that.
I think the minister can respond to that.
I can respond to that, Mr. Chair.
Are you the minister?
I know I can respond to that.
Proceed with your suggestion. Mr. Minister, please take note on his suggestions. Proceed with your suggestion.
I was saying that instead of having A to F, we have a new A, a new B, and a new C. For A, the coordinate will be Grafton to Waterloo. That will now cover Jue, Hastings, Yamsfarm, Devol, and Waterloo itself. And also coordinate B, Newton to Sungu. That includes 6 miles and on to Sungu, inclusive of Jotown. And
order, please.
Coordinate C, Kent to McDonald. That involves the peninsula, the Tombo, and the like onto McDonald.
Mr. Minister.
We'll take notes and we'll do the coordinates, and on the final version, we'll provide it back to Cabinet.
You will what? You're not too clear, Mr. Minister.
Take notes and check the coordinates, and we'll provide the final list back to Parliament.
No. Except you want us to push the bill.
No, we accept. Accepted. Accepted.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, let us hear you.
Mr. Chairman, I believe the areas listed here are being captured by coordinate. It's not about individual communities.
That is what I said.
Yeah, it's not about individual communities. It's a coordinate coverage. You know, so once we have this coordinate coverage, other communities, there are even other small communities, settlements, that fall under, like between Tombo and, but we cannot list everything, but it's a coordinate coverage, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman, we are dealing with the first schedule. And the first schedule is very long. It goes from pages 36 to 47. Correct?
Yes.
Do you want to tell us where you expect us to insert these areas in the schedule? Because the schedule itself is very long. Because it will assist the draftsmen and the clerks.
Yes, sir. Honorable Speaker, this is why I said we can take notes of the communities listed, the area.
Order, honorable members, please.
To complete the schedule, we need the coordinates. So we can take notes as you have suggested and provide it back to Parliament with the coordinates.
No, you will finalize it with the draft, because
yes,
what we will get back is the Act itself now.
Yes.
Otherwise, you will have to come back to this House, Mr. Minister. And I'm sure you don't want to come back.
No, I don't. For this bill.
Hey, Mr. Chair.
Yes.
Mr. Chairman.
Honourable members, please let us be patient with ourselves so that...
Yes, I ask that we insert all these communities, the list of these communities, before Sungu.
Before Sungu.
Yes, Mr. Chair.
Because it covers the western area.
Yes, Mr. Chair.
I think so.
Thank you.
Honourable members, I'm sure we're all together. Mr. Chief Whip, you wanted to say something. Order, please allow the chairman. Yes, Chief Whip. You are fine? Okay. So the rest of the schedule is fine, right? No, what? Madam, I know it's in.
Wait, It's just that in the schedule on page, you have to look at the spellings. Shebwema, the spelling is wrong. That is on page 42. Then when you go to page 43, under Kwendu, you are saying Boedo. Is it Boedo? Page 43. 30. It should be Boedo, not Boedo. You have to do those corrections. Then you go to...
So they should check the spellings again.
Yes, let them go and check the spellings. And when you say
Chairman,
university,
water resources, please assist in
Yala University, come. What is that? Is it community? Is it campus or what?
Is it CAM or COM?
46. Page 46.
What do you have?
What is it? Yala University, come.
Community then.
That is community.
If it's COM, yes, it should be.
Community, eh?
Yes.
Okay, then you go to page 47, eh? 43. You said Moyamba Southern. 3. Road to Levum. Is it Levum or Levuma?
Levuma.
Levuma, yeah, you have to check all those things.
You mean Levuma Godrich or Levuma Moyamba?
Levuma Moyamba, thank you. You have to check them properly.
Please, this for these spellings, it's not about spelling. If it is, I will rule you out.
Yes, I have a concern.
But we have passed the schedule and there is no more discussion.
If we go to page 44, you have Jimmy Bagbo, you have Sumbuya, you have all these smaller villages. There's nothing mentioned about a bigger town like Kobono, which is in existence.
Okay, your point is
it's very, very serious. My Kobono is even bigger than Puja.
Your point is noted.
Please.
But you have used all your
I have a concern, Mr. Minister and Mr. Chairman. Kobono must be put in the schedule. Because it's existing, please.
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Honourable members,
I
know that. Honourable members, even Honourable JB Mansaye knows that Koribondo is covered. But he wants us to hear the word Koribondo this morning. We know you like the word Koribondo. Mr. Minister, please move.
Mr. Chairman, honorable members, I move that parts 9, including the schedule, clauses 54 to 65, stand part of the bill as amended.
Honorable members, the question is that part 9, including the schedule, clauses 54 to 65, do stand part of the bill as amended. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those against say nay. The ayes have it.
Part 9, including the schedule, clauses 54 to 65, form part of the bill as amended. The House resumes.
Mr. Minister. Order! Moyamba was covered, I'm sure, right?
Covered.
Okay.
Honorable Speaker, members of Parliament, I report that the bill entitled the Sierra Leone Water Company Act 2017, having gone through the Committee of the Whole House with some amendments, I now move that the bill be read the third time and passed into law.
Honourable members, the question is that the bill be read the third time and passed into law. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
All those against say nay. Honourable members, the ayes have it.
The bill entitled the Sierra Leone Water Company Act 2017 being an act to provide for the continuance in existence of the Sierra Leone Water Company, to provide for a more efficient and effective management of community and rural water supply systems in specified areas, to provide for the facilitation of water related sanitation and delivery in Sierra Leone, and to provide for other related matters, has been read the third time and passed into law.
Honourable members, I want to thank the Legislative Committee in collaboration with the Committee on Water Resources for doing us a very good favour, and also for the draftman and his team for making time to be with us. We hope that by the time we are ready for the next bill, we will also sail through as easy as we've done today. We hope that the obstacles on the way will be cleared. I want to thank you very much, Mr. Minister. You are at liberty to leave.
Thank you, sir.
Announcement. Committee on...
Please. Order. Please, order. When I remember, yes, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I'm standing on SO251. Mr. Speaker, sorry. I'm standing on SO251. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, it's about a notice of motion, and my cost.
Please go straight ahead with your notice.
The motion here is about this House calling the Minister of Education to answer to so many concerns raised by the public, more so with respect to the past NPSE that was just a few weeks ago, because there are so many anomalies concerning this particular examination that had never happened in the issue of examinations in Sierra Leone and so many other issues.
I give you a notice.
So to me,
order, please, honourable members, give the notice.
That a notice of motion be given for the Minister of Education to appear in this House for questioning.
Thank you very much. Announcement. Announcement.
Announcement. Committee on Social Services.
Mr. Clark.
There will be a very important meeting immediately after adjournment in the new administrative building. Signed, Honorable Hannah Bundu, Deputy Chairperson.
Honourable members, these sittings are adjourned to Thursday, the 25th of May, at 10.
Appointments Committee meets at 2 p.m.
Thank you.